steps to improve your creative writing. When you think about creativity, your mind naturally connects thoughts about providing high quality standards. However, think back in the days when you were a child. Our parents, our school, everyone talked about the importance of encouraging you to activate your five senses to stimulate your creativity. Now, compare this with the way you use your creative mind as an adult, rationalizing and justifying your ideas. You were creative in the past as a child, so why can you not be again now? During our podcast, we would like to introduce you to a different approach about this subject. From the perspective of neuroscience, creativity is a result from the combination of activities which are already recorded in parts of our brain. Are we losing you already when talking about it? Calm down, we will explain it to you. Just the fact that you are listening to this podcast right now, for example, we are already stimulating and sparking your creativity. Let me be more precise. It is about using your five senses. Using our five senses, our brain is able to recombine all the information acquired in the hypothalamus and from that create learning processes essential for the development of creativity. First sense. Our first tip is about this first sense we will introduce to you right now. Actually, we will start talking about the sense you are already using right now, listening or hearing. You might think the perfect silence will give you the perfect focus and, logically, the perfect creative environment. Wrong! A study published in the Journal of Consumer Research found that actually ambient noise can be very powerful to spark your thoughts. As a matter of fact, we could find over 150 playlists when we just try to search for the keywords creative or creativity in Spotify. The creative playlists on platforms such as Spotify are very powerful. But of course, if you want to sit in a cafe shop and listen to real ambient sounds with your latte in hands, it's a way better idea, isn't it? Second sense. The second sense we will give you tips about is the sight. Observing the environment around us is also a sight stimulus and help us boost our creativity. No wonder we have a lot of studies around color psychology. Let me ask you a question. What is the image on your computer screen? According to a consumer research study at University of Minnesota, changing your background color to blue can help you increase your creativity. Let's be honest. Who would feel stimulated looking to a beige or a black wall the whole day? But calm down, calm down. You don't need to rush and paint all the walls at your office. You can start with small improvements, such as decoration, for example. You can change or buy pillows, paintings, or other objects with the color of your needs. If you need to feel more creative, a bright yellow, orange, or red pillow or couch could be a good option. Also, you can always mix colors. Inserting blue, for example, with these three other colors that I just said is also a good choice. This mix of colors bring the feeling of calmness, relaxation, and comfort, which is good to have when you're in the middle of a creative process. Third sense. Smell. We can use candles to relax, incenses to do yoga, and why not use them to inspire creativity? As reported by the PhD environmental psychologist Sally Augustin, some scientists discovered that some essences can trigger psychological reactions. Another study about creativity of Radboud University in Netherlands suggests sleeping as a good boost to your creativity. But not only sleep on it, but also smell with it. They discovered a positive boost to creative insight caused by sleep could be increased by an evocative odor. Do you want to know which aroma or aromas? Cinnamon vanilla. Exactly, cinnamon vanilla. These essences and creativity seem to be linked. So, from now on, let's sleep and smell on it. Fourth sense. Touch. The website lifescience.com wrote an article that says and states that touch is thought to be the first sense that humans develop. Now, let us ask you something. Can you concentrate when you are cold? We bet your answer was no, right? Because touching soft or hard objects or feeling cold or the way you feel can influence how a person thinks or even makes decisions. Pressure, temperature, light touch, vibration, pain, and other sensations are all part of the touch sense and are all attributed to different receptors in the skin. That's why squeezing a stress ball can be a great idea. And here's our tip. Better if you squeeze with your left hand. Yes, your left hand. Studies show it activates the right side of your brain, which is where creative thinking happens. Fifth sense. Last but not least, taste. Everyone who had a bad or a good day wants to comfort or reward themselves with food. No, don't come up saying you never did that, because we know you did that. We all been there. This just shows how our mood can be connected to food. The study from British Journal of Health Psychology found that participants who ate 7 to 8 servings of fruits or vegetables a day reported meaningful positive changes in mood. Having a good mood can help your mind to get focused on creative work. Eating high carb and high sugar foods, for example, can blow up your energy. Do you need that creative boost for the workday? Here's our special tip. Eat food with low glycemic level as chicken, fish, and vegetables. Trust us, they will keep your brain fulfilled for creative victory. That was What.Digital 5 Tips to Improve Your Creative Writing. Do you want to hear more tips about digital marketing or the writing world? Follow us on social media at What.Digital and follow us here. If you have any comments or suggestions, write us at content@What.Digital. And remember, write comments and suggestions always with kindness, please. See you next time. Bye.